Welcome this morning, everyone. We have as our guest preacher this morning, the Reverend Peter Kirby from Lutheran Hour Ministries. Pastor Kirby and I were in the same circuit many, many years ago when he served at Carlinville. He now has a call to serve at Lutheran Hour Ministries as the Regional Director for Europe and Central Asia. So we're happy to have him with us this morning to celebrate 70 years of radio ministry here at Zion Lutheran Church. You might notice, too, we've been using, or we've purchased a different program to do the order of service, so it'll change as Mrs. Lockenauer learns the program. Ms. Pat from Faith helped her with this one, and then we'll kind of make it our own as we go through the next couple of weeks. But you will notice that the hymns have the bars of music in them now, which we weren't doing before, so we're happy to have that part of the service back for us. For those of you who read music, I don't read music, so if you read music, you know, it'll be helpful. So let's take that reading of music and turn to our opening hymn, Almighty God, Your Word is Cast, and begin with the singing of our opening hymn.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, September 12th, 2021 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen and Casey Jones. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 577, Almighty God, Your Word is Cast. Hymn number 577 found in the Lutheran service book. Debbie, Logan, Jess, and Lane, and Madison Taylor are sponsoring flowers on the altar to the glory of God in loving memory of Eric Thomas Taylor. Ruth Opperman is sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God in loving memory of her husband George Opperman Jr.'s birthday today.
Rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I,
a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright.
Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings.
Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts.
For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness.
He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord.
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host.
He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses.
Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
Be to God on high. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, mercifully grant that we, who know you now by faith, may with our whole heart believe in Christ, our only Savior. May we serve him and steadfastly confess and glorify him before all men, making known your saving health among the nations to the salvation of many. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. As we are celebrating the 70th anniversary of our radio broadcast this morning, the readings, the Old Testament and the Gospel readings selected, you'll notice have a theme of water to them. And if you'll remember, Lisa Ramirez came up with the slogan last anniversary of the radio broadcast, "Even the waves obey him." So we have the waves of water obeying him, but the waves also stand in for radio waves that obey our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Old Testament from Genesis chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, 'Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water.' So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. And God called the vault sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, 'Let the water under the sky be gathered into one place, and let the dry ground appear.' And it was so." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A catechetical review in regards to Christian questions and their answers. Do you hope to be saved?
Yes, that is my hope.
In whom then do you trust?
In my dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is Christ?
The Son of God, true God and man.
How many gods are there?
Only one, but there are three persons: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
What has Christ done for you that you trust in him?
He died for me and shed his blood for me on the cross for the forgiveness of sins.
The epistle reading from Romans chapter 10, beginning at the 8th verse. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Then he, that is Jesus, got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us! We are going to drown! He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the Gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith to the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. Any children who would like to come forward for the children's message may feel free to do so at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, our second reading for today had a line in it, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I thought I'd test out my artistic abilities this week. How is it? What is that? Can you see it? An ear. Ear. In case my artistic abilities did not work out, what word did I put right in the middle of it? Ear. Ear. It says ear. There's an ear right there. And what do ears help us to do? Yep. Ears help us to hear. It's absolutely right. Ears help us to hear. Now, the Word of God is very special because, as St. Paul tells us, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. And Jesus says his Word will not return to him empty, but it will go out and it will accomplish the purpose for which God sent it. And we know that God sent his Son, and his Son proclaimed the Word for the purpose of one thing, that the world might be saved, that people would go to heaven. Now, when we pray at the end of service many times, we say, we thank God for his word and saying that we might read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it. You're not eating the words, are you? What is this inwardly digesting thing? Like, are we going to take the body pages of our Bible and chew them up? No, that's just silliness. We're not going to do that. Oh, my goodness. You know, but we have a saying, right, in our country and in our culture, that we take things to heart. That's right. We take things to heart. So we have an ear with which we hear, and the Word of God goes to our heart. And you'll notice that the T in heart is also in the shape of a cross, and it is red, because it not only goes to our heart, when we say inwardly digest, it means we take it to heart, we hold to it, we believe it, we trust that Word of God. And it's also red because what did Jesus do on the cross? That's right. Jesus died on the cross for us. He shed his blood for us on the cross so that we might have eternal life. He paid the price for sin. He lived a perfect life in our place. He died an innocent death for us. And did he stay dead? Of course not. Because what do we celebrate on Easter? Ellen, what do we celebrate? It? Jesus' resurrection. That's absolutely right. We celebrate Jesus' resurrection. He rose for us. And then, before he went into heaven, he gave an important command to all Christians. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them everything I have commanded you. Right? He says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. We go and we tell God's word, so that God's word might go to the heart for other folks. And they too trust Jesus, that he rose, lived for them, died for them, rose again for them, and that through that trust in Jesus and everything he did, that we would have eternal life and they too would have eternal life. And that is what we're celebrating today. Every Sunday is a celebration of Jesus Christ being risen from the grave and his message going out into the entire world. And it used to be that all we had was our voices to go and tell. But now we have different technologies. If you look up here is the very first microphone that was put into this church so that our church services would go out over the radio and people would hear the good news of Jesus Christ. That was 70 years ago. You know what? I'm going to do something. I may get myself in trouble. Anybody here 70, 71 years old? Right in that time frame? Anybody? Not really. Anybody? Anybody? Okay. See those ladies over there? Okay, raise your hands again. Just the two of you, three of you. That's what 70 years looks like. They're laughing at you. I can't believe that. That's what 70 years looks like. That's how long we've been doing this. They can remember when the radio broadcast got started. How wonderful is that? We continue doing what our forefathers have done, proclaiming the word of Jesus Christ to all the world so that many will hear, many will listen, and many will be saved. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, continue to let your word be proclaimed not only from Zion Lutheran Church, but from churches throughout the entire world, and bless the work of spreading the gospel unto the salvation of many. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Children, thank you for coming down. If you would, you please return to your seats. We continue with the singing of our hymn.
The hymn of the day is number 831. How shall they hear who have not heard? Number 831 found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior. The text for the message is our epistle reading from Romans chapter 10, where Paul writes, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask you, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world." Thus far the text. What a joy it is for me to be here this morning to share with you this 70 years of blessing to the community that your radio broadcasts have been, as you also celebrate 150 years of God's grace through this Zion congregation. Romans 10:17 says, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." We have a wonderful promise that God's word will go forth and create faith in the lives of those who hear it. As Lutherans, we cherish the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ came into our world to keep the law perfectly and to die in our place so that we would not be eternally condemned for our sins. But the gospel needs a means to accomplish its purpose. Faith comes from hearing the message, as it says in some translations. It is a truth we treasure as we sit here today and every Sunday and listen to the word of God proclaimed and preached in our services. But it is also a truth that needs to be heard by the broader community in Lincoln and the surrounding area. So Zion began a history of radio broadcasts of its Sunday services. The year was 1951. Plans were underway to begin a radio station here in Lincoln. And so Walter Ebel and Vernon Gelbach proposed the idea of broadcasting Zion services to the WPRC radio executives. They listened to the proposal and they agreed to it, and the church was allotted the hour from 10:15 to 11:15 on Sunday mornings as soon as the station was ready to broadcast. And so on April 29, 1951, Zion began broadcasting their 10:15 late service over WPRC. This was the very first Sunday that the radio station was on the air. The cost was $30 per Sunday, plus line and technical operator charges, if given a one-year contract. Zion was not only faithful in broadcasting their Sunday services, but also holiday services on Christmas and Good Friday and Easter. At some point, the switch was made to broadcast the early service or 8 a.m. service instead. And Zion services were the longest running program on WPRC, which changed to WLLM in 1999, where it continues airing to this day. The broadcast started with a single microphone switch box, which required someone to be at the box to switch it on, pull that switch at the exact time of service. Eventually, we advanced to a multi-channel mixer and to these wireless microphones to blend audio for the best sound in the sanctuary and on the air. Zion congregation celebrates and is grateful for the many talented members who have faithfully taken on this task of Zion's dedication to the word being regularly broadcast. We fully cannot measure the impact of all those years of radio broadcasts. We must trust that people are tuning in to the radio and that their lives are changed as they have this opportunity to hear God's word. But we have God's promise to us that faith comes from hearing the message. And so we can take his word that fruit has been born through the sacrifices of financial support and volunteer hours that you have given to this ministry. Let us also consider the impact of the word of God on the life of this congregation through 150 years of ministry. Here, too, it is hard to measure the fruit that has been born, but we have seen the faith passed down from generation to generation of the members of this congregation. The preaching from the pulpit, the teaching in Sunday school classes, Bible classes, and confirmation, the Word working through water and bread and wine and the sacraments, all have had a profound impact in imparting and maintaining the faith of generations of families in this congregation. We all have our remembrances of activities that have taken place here at Zion. Christmas pageants, Easter sunrise services, confirmations, baptisms, weddings, funerals, ladies' meetings and men's meetings, Sunday school classes, rally days. Indeed, the entire life of this congregation and community has flowed through these doors and taken place within these walls. And through it all, the presence of the Lord has been with us. In all these events and activities, He has blessed us and ministered to our needs and cared for us. This church has been the place where we come to seek Him and expect to find Him as He has promised. Faith comes from hearing the message. A faithful church member was talking with his unchurched friend about the value of church services. In order to justify why he did not attend church, his unbelieving friend challenged him to recall how many church messages he could distinctly remember over the course of his many years of attending church. The church member responded that he had difficulty recalling the topics of many of those messages, except maybe the most memorable ones from the past few months. But he went on to give this bit of wisdom. You know, my wife has been cooking meals for me throughout the 35 years of our marriage. I could not tell you the menu of most of those meals throughout all of those years, but they were all nourishing to me, and I can promise you that I would be dead now if I had not eaten them. It is the same with the sermon messages that I have heard. I cannot distinctly remember the topics and the flow of all of those sermons, but they were all nourishing to my faith, and I can promise you that I would be spiritually dead today if I had not heard them and digested them. 150 years ago, September 3rd, 1871, almost 150 years to the day, early leaders of this church decided to form a Lutheran congregation that would allow ministry to go on, a place where the Lord could say, "My name will be there." A little over a year later, October 20th, 1872, they dedicated the former Lincoln Congregational Church as the first Lutheran house of worship here in the city. Other buildings would follow as the church grew. They built up this congregation to stand the test of time. But its importance lies not in its durability, but in the promise of God to dwell in this place. Members have brought their church, their children to this church to be baptized, and God has been faithful to His promise of adopting them into His family through the waters of holy baptism. At this altar, sin-sick people have come to receive the forgiveness of their sins and full pardon in the body and blood of Jesus Christ, in, with, and under the bread and the wine of the Lord's Supper. In this church, youth were trained in the teachings of the Lutheran faith and were able to give public confession of the gifts that they had received in their baptism and of their lifelong commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Lutheran Church. Here in the education wing, they went to Sunday school and learn the rich heritage of the Bible and the Christian faith. Here they question their youth leaders on Sunday mornings about how their Christian faith applied to the many challenging situations that present themselves in our society. Here, from this pulpit, God has fed you Sunday after Sunday with a message of law and gospel prepared and proclaimed by His under-shepherds, the called pastors of this congregation. Here you received comfort when your loved ones died and had their funerals and were laid to rest in the ground, awaiting the resurrection to eternal life. Romans 10:18 goes on to say, "But I ask you, have they not heard? Indeed, they have, for their voice has gone out to the ends of the earth, and their words to the ends of the world." Lutheran Hour Ministries proclaims this powerful word of God through media in over 60 countries around the world today. Just as with you, we have used radio from almost the very beginning of radio back in 1930 to proclaim the gospel over the airwaves and to allow people to hear and to believe in this good news of Jesus Christ. I could give many examples from my own ministry of the power of the word working, but one of the most notable is the Kazakhs coming to faith in Mongolia, even in the face of severe persecution. LHM has been broadcasting in the Kazakh language in Mongolia since 2015. And just as with your radio broadcasts here, that radio broadcast has borne fruit in the lives of those who listen. In June 2017, about 2 years into our ministry there, I was in Mongolia with a Lutheran youth team to lead VBS and sports camps in support of the growth of the Lutheran Church there. Shortly after we left, at the end of June 2017, our LCMS missionary took our good friend, Deacon Bolat, and his family to the airport in Ulaanbaatar, the capital. The last farewell as they ended their term of missionary service in Mongolia to return to their home country of Kazakhstan. 6 years before, Deacon Bolat answered the call to move together with his family from Kazakhstan to Mongolia. When he first arrived, they discovered only 2 known baptized Christians among the Kazakhs in the entire province of Hovd in western Mongolia. After 2 years of tirelessly working on community projects and visiting hundreds of families in the area, what a celebration it was on July 31st, 2013, when we saw our first 13 Western Kazakhstan or Kazakh brothers in Mongolia enter the body of Christ through the cleansing waters of baptism. Since then, the baptized membership in the province has grown to over 130 former Muslims who now follow Jesus and meet regularly in 3 churches in that Hovd province. I was there to witness a service a few years ago where a dozen youth and adult Kazakhs were baptized into the Christian faith, including the aging parents of a local Kazakh leader in the community of Hovd. The road had not always been easy for Bolat. Like almost all foreign missionaries, Bolat and his family faced the struggle of language learning, of cultural stress, and social alienation. About a year after the church was formed, a wave of persecution broke out against that young church. Deacon Bolat was threatened at knife point by fellow Muslim Kazakhs to stop proclaiming Jesus as Messiah among the Kazakhs there, or to face death for himself and his family. Still, in the face of those threats, Bolat carried on with his ministry. To me, the growth of the church among the Kazakhs in Mongolia is a testimony that where the word of God is planted in good soil, it will bear fruit. Here were a people group, nominal Muslims, resistant to the gospel, whose hearts have been changed as they heard the word and believed and encountered Jesus Christ. They have embraced him as they experienced the forgiveness of their sins and freedom from obedience to the harsh Muslim laws. Where there were only 2 Kazakh Christians 13 years ago, the church has blossomed under Bolat's leadership so that 130 youth and adults have been baptized over those years. Indeed, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Through your radio ministry, through the 150-year life of this congregation, and through the worldwide media outreach of Lutheran Hour Ministries, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. The word is powerful because it connects us with Jesus Christ, who was sent by God the Father to win for us forgiveness, life, and salvation. May the Lord continue to bless our proclamation of the word here at Zion and on the radio, and let faith come by hearing. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Please rise for the singing of the offertory.
You have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Peter Kirby deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM, or on Facebook Live, or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on Sundays at 10 and 5 and on Wednesday at 5. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for prayer. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, as the waves of the sea obeyed your command, we ask that the radio waves continue to be used in service to your word. We thank you, Savior, that you have granted our congregation the ability to broadcast the saving gospel for 70 years, and that many have heard of your death and resurrection. We humbly ask that we be able to continue broadcasting the good news of salvation for many years to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Hear us, O God, as we ask you to prosper the work of Lutheran Hour Ministries. As faithful Christians, the laborers of Lutheran Hour Ministries harness media and personal relationships to your glory in the proclamation of saving faith in Jesus Christ, the world's Redeemer. May their work continue until that blessed day when your Son returns in glory and we see him face to face. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Gracious Savior, hear our prayers for Tom Hashman and his family, as Tom has suffered from a stroke and is on comfort care currently. We ask as your people, O Christ, for the peace that passes all understanding. And now we pray that peace would attend Tom, his wife and the rest of his family, comforting them with your word and your spirit until such time as you choose to call him unto yourself. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, for many and various reasons, our nation is in turmoil. Our populace is at odds with each other, and it feels as if nature is at odds with our people. May these upheavals both be quelled and also serve as a reminder for our nation to return to you in repentance of our forgetfulness of your blessings on our nation, so that your hand of chastisement would turn again to a hand of peace. All this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who taught us all to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 830, Spread the Reign of God the Lord, number 830 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Again, we thank Reverend Kirby for the proclamation of the gospel this morning. I do have one note for the youth group, which I left up here this afternoon at the Joneses' house. Is a bonfire and hayride, I believe, which is going on. The Gentlemen, if you would bring some chips with you. Young ladies, if you would bring a dessert with you. That's a junior high and high school. If you're in junior high, let Mrs. Meyer know that you are attending. And if you're in high school, let Mrs. Thompson know that you're attending. We do have a celebration in the auditorium this morning. I see Mr. Opperman through my peripheral vision creeping down the side. Dave?
Good morning. Another big day in the life of Zion. First off, thank you, Pastor Kirby, for being here today. And I was listening to you in the kitchen, and that was a little history lesson, and I'm glad you got up to speed on some of that. That's exciting, all what Zion's done in 70 years of radio ministry. We'd like to invite everybody next door. We've got egg casserole, pastries, and Pastor Kirby will be part of the program, so we invite you guys over there immediately after this. As part of our 150th anniversary, last month was cereal, of course. This month is diapers, pull-ups. We invite you to bring those as we go through the month. Our goal is 150. That's our goal. The next thing, too, today, on the table out there, this is the last Sunday for tickets for the anniversary event on October 3rd. So technically, today is the last Sunday to get your tickets. If you haven't done that, get those today. At that table is also a card to sign. We're thanking the Lincoln Police Department this month for all they do in service to this community. We're going to deliver pizza to them this week, and we want you guys to all sign a thank you card on Zion's behalf that will be available for you guys to sign. It'll be floating around throughout the event today, but there's also a card there at the table where Sam's sitting. And I think that includes everything on my note. So I invite you to get your tickets. I invite you guys to go next door for some treats and pastries. So we'll see you there. Thank you.
And I think you see Susie. So I see some of the email traffic that you've helped with for that pizza. So thank you very much. Appreciate your work on our behalf for that. Also, as we're headed over, just treat the building like you're in a restaurant, please. As you're moving to the building, please put your mask back on. But once you're seated, that's your choice. May the Lord bless all of you, your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.